A glance at what keeps humanity divided. That what you believe depends on where and to whom you are born means that you have to be very careful and not let it influence you too much. This is often quite frightening because of not knowing where to go next and often becoming a castaway. The place you need to go to is the library, and the books you need are the ones that change lives. More precisely, narrated non-fiction books about rising, learning, and growing all the way up. All of these books are loved by clear-thinking intellectuals from all around the world. Ones who treasure authenticity and truth and hold up fact over mere opinion or belief. Whatever indoctrination is on paper or in hopes or fantasy, it has been successfully used against humanity. And it divides us. And wherever there are divisions, there is always war. It has been used against us most often by simple chance and circumstance, but sometimes by evil men as well. Every single dividing line can be thought of as a result of indoctrination. It can be a direct result, such as religion, or indirect, such as the life of crime. We simply believe whatever we are born into, and then bring in some new influences to mix it up, to make it feel like it is our own. But that is not the way. That is not the human way. We are far too brilliant and far too capable. The healthy human mind requires an authentic foundation, one that will continue on expanding in truth and authenticity. When our minds are placed in an imaginary world, built on a foundation crafted to control our decision-making, we slowly unravel. Some just abandon progress and reason from all the pain. Others simply become liars and attack. And others still hope for nothing more than just the end of the world. More than anything else, this is a childlike state of existence. It leads nowhere. It locks progress down, as there is nowhere to progress to. The human mind is a very powerful and very beautiful thing, and it stands far above its underlying principles, above physics and chemistry and the biology. And it needs a constant, if not downright great, effort towards nurture. It cannot flourish in an imaginary box with invisible walls. It demands a curiosity not plugged up by made-up answers, the resulting dark ages, and that old threat of homelessness and starvation. It demands a curiosity that is forever open and openly yearning for great answers about the universe and the world around us. For humanity to advance without any more wars and conflicts, indoctrination must be seen as a prison for the mind, as means of control. Victims of indoctrinations are trapped, and they deserve to be free. To love the same books, that the world's clear-thinking intellectuals do. To live in the same culture as everyone else. A culture aimed at greatness and clarity of thought. A human being must be encouraged to grow all the way up until they become a great being. This is the only way that people can truly become themselves and lead an existence that is truly and deeply worthy of them. We deserve freedom of thought. We deserve better. We must take better care of each other. We are one family. And we are each meant for a unique greatness. There's a better world ahead of us. And the first step to get there is to repair schools. To recognize that there is no such thing as a standardized sequence to answering the calls of our curiosities. That education must be inspirational and inspired, and that demands that the student chooses where to go next and at what pace. By making education realistic and authentic, effective and profound, the world will turn its attention towards love of wisdom, security, and peace.